We here at the Brorons have seen the error of our ways, so we've decided to bring you a new format of only uplifting and heartwarming stories. Now, there may still be a little bit of language, so it might not be safe for the kiddies. Okay, enjoy the show. Just like puppies licking your face, we'll make you smile. It's the Brorons Podcast. I am Big D.
And I am Little R.
And we're bringing you the best in heartwarming, beautiful, non-offensive news.
I'm so glad that we're doing that. It warms my heart.
It does me too. You know, the people who complained and have quit listening to the show really taught me a lesson. And I feel as though that we should do our best to bring non-offensive humor to the world.
I couldn't agree more.
So, what heartwarming and awesome thing happened to you this week, Little R?
Well, I and the wife were in Walmart doing some shopping earlier this week, and we seen this guy just out of nowhere walking really, really fast. Dressed up, I don't know if he could have been possibly homeless or what whenever I first looked at him, but he looked like John Travolta straight out of the movie Saturday Night Fever. He had on bell bottoms and a leather, like a brown leather jacket, and his hair was combed back, and he had on sunglasses and platform shoes, and his shirt was nice and silky. It had different designs on it, was unbuttoned down to the middle of his chest, and he was walking really fast. And my wife said, "Hun, did you see that?" And I was watching the guy. I said, "Yeah, there he is right there." And he tripped over his bell bottoms and fell down and face planted right there in the middle of Walmart. And I went running over to the guy and helped him up and asked him if he was okay. And he said, "Yes." He said, "I'll remember you." And then he just disappeared. I don't know if he was from the past and maybe had gotten into a time machine and was warped into that Walmart store and was just waiting on someone to help him, or what was going on.
So what you're saying is that you could tell by the way he walked, he was a ladies' man. No time to talk.
That's right. The only thing that he did have time to say was, "I'll remember you, sir. What is your name?" And he wrote it down and then just disappeared. I never seen him again.
Man. So did you give him some change just in case he was homeless?
Well, no, but I did buy the sack of food that he had. He forgot to pay for it. I'm hoping he'll show back up and collect, you know, the stuff that I bought for him.
Yeah. Gee, that was swell of you.
Thank you. I like doing swell things like that every once in a while.
So, has there been anything else heartwarming that's happened to you?
No. I didn't get terminated from my job, but as everyone knows that listens to us on a regular basis, I did pick up another job and managed to survive for about 3 weeks. And although I was kind of a nasty jerk the last day that I worked there with some of the things that I said, they forgave me and it did my heart good. I had to go back and apologize for all the bad things that I said.
Well, that's just the right thing to do.
I know, that's why I had to do it. My conscience bothered me so much that I felt it was my responsibility to do that.
That's pretty inspiring.
Well, Big D, what about you? Do you have any kind of soft-hearted, heartwarming stories to tell us?
Well, this one will probably heat up your cocoa. It's so warm.
Wow.
The other night, I was laying in bed watching TV as I'm prone to do at 2 o'clock in the morning when I can't sleep.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm going over the things in my head that I'm so thankful for.
I do that oftentimes as well. Kind of brings a tear to my eye to just think about it.
It does. It does. But anyway, so my wife wakes up, kind of, because she was still really asleep. And she says, "Why are you still watching this infomercial?" And I said, "Honey, sweetie, it's not an infomercial. It's just a commercial on the TV." And she said, "Well, why are you eating all the hors d'oeuvres shaped like battleships?"
And did you tell her that it was because battleships were evil and that if you destroyed all of them, there would be much more peace in the world?
I did. And then after that, she snuggled up in my arms and we fell fast asleep.
Gee whiz, that's touching.
It is touching. And she was touching me.
Yeah.
I was touching her.
And you were touching each other.
That's right.
And it made you feel so much better.
It did. Soft and warm and safe.
Right. Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
And that's hard to top.
It is hard to top. So we'll move on to what everybody came here for.
Heartwarming stories.
Yeah. From today.com. Haley Dawson is on a quest to throw out the first pitch at every major league ballpark. It's a big dream considering Haley is only 7 years old and uses a robotic hand due to a congenital defect that left her short 3 fingers since birth.
Yeah, I seen something about this, I think, on Good Morning America a couple of weeks ago.
Last month, the young baseball fan added the World Series to her resume.
Wow.
That's impressive.
It is impressive. I'm very proud for her.
I am too. Haley has been on the pro circuit since 2015, when she threw out the first pitch at a Baltimore Orioles game. But things really took off when Bleacher Report tweeted about her dream to toss the first pitch at every park. Haley was flooded with invites from MLB teams, including the Minnesota Twins, the Detroit Tigers, New York Mets, Milwaukee Brewers, Seattle Mariners, and the Oakland A's. With baseball season winding down, Haley's mom told Today last month that they expected to hit most of the ballparks in 2018. But when the World Series came knocking, she didn't want to wait.
And who would? What an honor.
It is an honor, and I would have been over the moon.
Yep.
The Nevada native got her own custom Vegas Strong cleats, as well as a specially made World Series hand that featured the Astros logo.
Wow.
The hand, which is made with a 3D printer, is the 8th one Haley has worn since receiving her first in October of 2015.
Isn't technology just grand?
It is.
The fact that a 3D printer could make a hand that this little girl could use is amazing.
It's incredible.
I know.
She's really a terrific young lady, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said after meeting Haley at an event. It was an honor for Major League Baseball to have her throw out the first pitch. But since she has that robotic arm, technically she's a cheater. So we have to remove her from the books.
That's correct. I mean, technically it is. It's a shame that it had to go that far. But what's right is right.
The commissioner, he was just doing his job.
That's right. Following the rules. It's unfortunate. But sometimes unfortunate things happen. Again, from today.com, sometimes a good night's sleep is overrated, especially when you're a principal who just helped raise $20,000 for his school. Can you imagine raising that much money for your school?
That's incredible.
I know. He should be very proud. Stephen Verselino, principal of Forest Elementary School, always adds a fun twist to the school's annual fundraiser. This year, he promised to spend a night on the school's roof if students managed to reach their $20,000 goal.
Wow, that's wacky.
I know. Can you imagine? That just motivated them students that much more. Principal V made a wager with his students over the school's ambitious fundraising goal. It's about having fun and building a sense of community, Verselino told Today. It's a win-win because we benefit from it and we're able to purchase things in addition to what we already have, which is awesome, like additional books for our library that we use to teach our children how to read. But in the kids' eyes, they get to be part of all the fun.
Man, that's very inclusive of them.
I know. Principal V enjoyed the view from his place for the night, and students at the Farmington Hills Michigan Elementary School definitely had their fun. There was a lot of squealing, said Laura Nemeth, president of the school's parent-teacher association.
I bet there was.
I bet there was, too. They were very excited. He was on the roof Thursday when they were being dismissed from school, so the kids were coming out to get on the buses, and he was already up there watching them. And then as the kids visited him in the night, they were equally as excited. Kids were excited to see their principal stay true to his word and spend the night on the roof. Principal V brought a tent, sleeping bag, nightstand, lamp, and a heater up to the roof with him. His staff brought him pizza, and other visitors brought him coffee and hot chocolate.
I bet that really kept the chill down.
It should have, yeah. I mean, he had his heater and blanket and all that, coffee and hot cocoa. What more could you want? This great family that I've had at Forest for a while, their son and daughter brought me a teddy bear so I wouldn't be alone, said Principal V. That was really cute. The principal only got about 2 hours of sleep thanks to all the visitors who he said helped him pitch a tent.
Well, that was nice of everybody to show up and help him pitch a tent.
I know. That's a very hands-on experience for everyone there. They all learned something.
And this type of hands-on learning will really stick with you. From sunnyskies.com. Man, don't you just love that name? Sunnyskies.com.
We should make up a website kind of like that.
We should. Matthew McConaughey celebrated his 48th birthday last weekend, and he spent the day giving back. Aww.
What a guy.
He's so dreamy.
I know. Did you see him in the movie Gold?
I did not.
It's a pretty good movie. Plays a really ugly dude.
Oh, well.
I felt bad for him.
Did it make you cry?
No, because at the end, he was rich.
Oh, wow. That's inspirational.
It's a feel-good kind of story.
The actor helped hand out 4,500 free turkeys to local families in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. Hey, that's not far from me.
I know, and I imagine all those turkeys were really appreciated.
They were. During a Facebook Live video, McConaughey went to the Wild Turkey Distillery and announced that he and 250 volunteers are going to deliver 4,500 turkeys to people around Lawrenceburg. And the volunteers that are here don't know I'm here. So Eddie Russell's about to invite me on, hopefully to surprise them.
Wow.
And it's my birthday, he added.
Happy birthday, Matthew.
Happy birthday, Mr. McConaughey. Thank you for being here and giving up your Saturday for this, Matthew said in a speech to fellow volunteers, which he shared on Facebook. We believe in our family that the more you're thankful for, the more you're going to create in your life to be thankful for. But then again, we're rich.
Yep, they are. They're really rich.
They are rich in giving, and I mean, it lifts me up.
Yeah, I'm thinking now after reading this story, it's been a while since I've been out to the food bank. I'm thinking about going out there again and volunteering some of my time. I feel bad because I haven't been out there in a while. And this story has motivated me.
Well, that's good.
From the Good News Network, forget about getting another cat calendar for the holidays. You can now help a great charity by decorating your office cubicle with 12 months of bearded Canadian dudes in mermaid outfits. And who doesn't want that?
I know. I'm thinking about ordering right now.
You should. Order one for me as well.
Okay.
Dozens of men from the Newfoundland and Labrador Mustache and Beard Club volunteered to pose for the Merman calendar in order to raise money for Spirit Horse NL, a nonprofit that pairs therapy horses with mentally ill youths and adults.
That's a great cause.
Yeah. Hassan Hai, who founded the Newfoundland and Labrador Beard and Mustache Club, says that over 70 of their burly members were willing to step up for the organization. They're desperately in need of funds and awareness because it's expensive to raise and upkeep horses, High told CBC. I figured right away that this is a cause our club can get behind.
That's true.
That's true. The Murbys 2018 calendar features the gentlemen getting haircuts, drinking beer, hanging by the seaside, and blowing kisses to each other in nothing but their facial hair and fins. Huh. They said that they would all gladly do it again next year, as raising money for a good cause really warmed their hearts. Plus, it allowed them to live out all their homoerotic fantasies they've kept suppressed under those manly beards.
Well, that's really good, because it's allowing them to come out.
Yeah.
And really be who they are.
That's true. I mean, shave away all that hair, big hairy guys, and come on out of the closet if that's what you need to do.
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
that's right.
It's okay if you want to keep those beards and be a bear. It's fine. But it's just nice to see you coming out.
That's right.
In a concerted effort to bring you the most non-offensive content on the interwebs, we here at the Brorons have decided to bring you
the Brorons Dad Joke Competition.
Wow. Won't this be delightful?
Of course it will. Everything we do is delightful.
Now, the way this works is each of us takes turns telling a joke, and whoever laughs loses a point. Whoever gets the most laughs wins. I'm just giddy thinking about it.
Well, I'm really excited to see who wins this competition. I'm going to guess it probably will end in a tie because all of these jokes are funny.
Probably so. If I had to say I was going to pick a winner, I'd say we're both winners.
Good one.
All right. I'll let you start first.
Okay. A ham sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. The bartender says, "Sorry, we don't serve food here."
That was good. That's 1 point for me. Fruit comes from a fruit tree. So where does turkey come from?
I don't know.
A pole tree.
Imagine that.
I know.
A cashier says to this person, "Would you like the milk in a bag, sir?" He turned and looked at her and said, "No, just leave it in the carton."
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
What kind of cars would pilgrims drive today?
I don't know.
A Plymouth.
Why do chicken coops only have 2 doors?
Why?
Because if they had 4, they would be chicken sedans.
That's correct. They would be.
I know.
If a child refuses to sleep during nap time, are they guilty of resisting arrest?
Yes. I bought some shoes from a drug dealer. I don't know what he laced them with, but I was tripping all day. God, that's horrible.
You get a point. It's 1-1. What's the difference between a well-dressed bicyclist and a poorly dressed unicyclist?
I don't know.
A tire.
It is. That is the difference.
That is.
Why did the Invisible Man turn down the job offer?
I don't know.
He couldn't see himself doing it.
That's true.
That is true.
He might be blind, just like me.
Or he might be invisible.
Oh, that's true too.
Yeah.
I read an article earlier that said it actually takes 3 sheep to make 1 sweater.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't even know they could knit.
I didn't either. There were 2 peanuts walking down the street. 1 was assaulted.
That's terrible. Why would you assault a peanut? That's 1 point for me. What is it called when a chameleon cannot change its color?
I have no idea.
A reptile dysfunction. I got to give you a point because that joke makes me laugh.
I used to have a job at a calendar factory, but I got the sack because I took a couple of days off.
Well, it's probably their right to do that.
Yep.
When is the best time to go to the dentist?
I don't know.
Tooth hurty.
That would be it. When your tooth hurty.
Mm-hmm.
Two guys walk into a bar. The third one ducks.
That's a point for me. Have you heard the joke about paper?
No.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
You'd rip it right in two.
Can. 3-2. I'm in the lead.
I'm only familiar with 25 letters in the English language. I don't know why.
No, yeah. That would make 26.
Yeah.
What happens if a frog parks illegally?
I don't know.
They get towed.
Why couldn't the bike stand up by itself?
I don't know.
It was too tired.
Well, that's true. If it had been three tired, it would have stood
up. It would have been a tricycle.
That's right. But it could have stood up.
Yeah, I guess.
What do you call money given to a student at the University of Florida?
An athlete.
Gatorade.
A three-legged dog walks into a bar and says to the bartender, "I'm looking for the man who shot my paw."
It's probably pretty important to find that.
Yep.
Six dwarfs were in a hot tub. They were feeling happy. That got me a point.
What do you call a fish with two knees?
I don't know.
A toonie fish.
That's so stupid.
That's one for me!
Got you a point. It's 4-3 still. I'm in the lead. You know why you should never trust someone using graph paper?
No.
They're always plotting something.
Which goes along with this next one. Don't trust atoms.
Why?
Because they make up everything.
That is true.
That's true.
Did you hear about the guy found dead with his head in cornflakes?
No.
It was a serial killer.
Wow. Did you know that the fattest knight at King Arthur's Round Table was circumference?
I lost a point.
He acquired his size from too much pie.
He did.
It's tied. It's tied.
It's tied 4-4.
I've only got a couple more.
Yeah, I've got two more. So I'll do this one, and then you do one more, and I'll do my last one, and that'll be it.
Okay.
What do you call a cow that can't produce milk?
I don't know.
An udder failure.
That's true. That's true. If the udder fails, you don't get any milk.
That's true. And here it is. This is our last jokes. Time to try to break the tie.
That's right. When you ask a dad if they got a haircut, do you know what they reply?
What?
No, I got them all cut.
And here's my last one.
Okay.
When my wife told me to stop impersonating a flamingo, I had to put my foot down.
You wanted? That was too stupid.
Well, looks like I win with 5-4. But in reality, we're all winners.
That's right. I'm glad that we could do this today.
Make them say touche or settle a score. For pranks or revenge, choose Dick at your door. Dick at your door, your source for mail order pranks, gag gifts, and novelties. Choose to send anonymously or include a personal message as you offer friends, family, or mortal enemies a literal opportunity to eat a dick. Or unleash a fury of fumes with a Dick at Your Door exclusive Fart in a Jar. Your exclusive home for a variety of literal gag gifts. Shop now at dickatyourdoor.com. Use the code PCEU at checkout for free shipping.
Psst. Hey guys, it's me, Mark James from Poop Culture. I don't have long, but I'm contacting you from the future. I can't go into details yet, but you need to subscribe to all the shows on the PCEU. It is imperative. In the future, they're huge. You have the Bocephus Broadcast, Hysteria 51, The Video Rangers, Poop Culture, The Brorons Podcast, Be Kind and Rewind, The Boondoggle, Who's Right, The Mockers, and Just in Time Podcast. If you can find a computer terminal, go to www.poopculture.com. You can listen to all the shows right from there. I can't say much. If you're listening to this and you're part of the resistance, code word, Moist Crevice. Mark James, over and peace out.
Hello, I'm Jeff Sandwich. You might not know me, barely anyone does, except my mother and her cocker spaniel, Alan. But I have listened to every single movie podcast that has ever been made. I don't get out much, and sometimes I have to make toilet in a bottle.
What did he just say, Marjorie?
However, having completed this exhaustive research, it is my assertion that the After Movie Diner podcast, with its heady mix of comedy, movie banter, fandom, passion, beards, music, and voluminous thighs, is in fact the greatest movie podcast available. Anywhere, even Holland. Find the After Movie Diner podcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and aftermoviediner.com. Now, where's that bottle?
Are you tired of sitting in long lines of traffic to take your kids to holiday activities like seeing Santa or admiring Christmas lights? Hello again, folks. I'm Gene Smalls, here to tell you once again about JB's Mobile Mall and Liquidation Outlet. We'd be mighty glad to see you come back, and here's old JB himself to tell you folks why.
Wee doggy! Well, thank you, Gene. Have you ever wondered what in tarnation would make the world feel better? Well, we here at JB's Mobile Mall and Liquidation Outlet have just what you need to feel like it's a sunny, fluffy cloud in the sky, lemonade drinking day. So check out these deals. You know that brass ring you've been a-reaching for since you were a youngin? The one that has all your hopes and dreams attached to it? We've got them! And for only $19.99 a piece, you can afford to make all your dreams come true. Do you love music? Does singing songs make you feel like you're on top of the world? Come on down between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m., and for only $29.95, you can sing a duet with none other than Barney the Purple Dinosaur. Sweet doggy! Now, he may be an old drunk in a raggedy old vomit-splattered dino costume, but he's still got a hell of a singing voice. And he'll make you smile. From 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., we'll be hooking each customer up with a candy cane and a heartwarming cup of hot cocoa. While you're drinking that hot cup of love, meander on over to the Rainbow Shop and get on the merry-go-round of unicorns. Nothing makes you feel as good as wrapping your legs around the purest thing in the world. Only $2 a ride! Nothing gives you the warm and fuzzies like kisses from puppy dogs and nuzzles from kittens. We got 'em! And for only 50 cents a piece, you can afford to get as many as you need! Remember to support good old JB's other businesses, JB's a mobile laundromat and mud wrestling, and our newest store, JB's Ice Cream and Sexy Undergarments. It's enough to make your tongue stiffen up for hours. Now here's Gene to tell you more.
Thanks, JB. This weekend, the first 50 customers will get a free light-up reindeer nose to strap to their faces. Ain't that the cutest thing you ever did see? Also, remember to get your frequent buyer card punched. On your sixth purchase, you get a free cold drink and corn dog. Yum, yum. And remember, every item here at Old JB's comes with a 6-month distended warranty.
So come on out and see us in either of our two enclosed trailers next to the Yellow Canary Mustang in the parking lot across from Walmart on Church Street. And remember our motto,
if you didn't see it here first, you probably saw it somewhere else. Matilda! Matilda! That's not what I meant when I said stuff the turkey.
At the end of every episode, we usually give out what we call the Cretan Award. But now, we are a kinder and gentler podcast. So we're giving out what we call
the Good Samaritan Award.
I'm talking about a good citizen. A good citizen.
A good citizen.
We all help one another.
A good citizen.
A good citizen.
A good citizen.
We all stand together.
A good citizen.
A good citizen.
A good citizen.
We all help one another.
A good citizen.
A good citizen.
A good citizen.
We all stand together.
And this episode's reward goes to Moses Caracuayo.
Mariska Hutchinson was overwhelmed by a stranger's kindness after Moses Caracuayo found her purse on the side of the road and returned it to her. It had credit cards and several documents in it. He tried several combinations of a cell phone number in her ID book until he tracked her down.
Wow.
I just helped, said Mr. Caracuayo, who was a bit stunned by the reaction Network 24 reported. Hutchinson says she always checks if her car doors are locked when she stops somewhere, but for some reason did not do it on August 11th when she stopped at a shopping center in Centurion to buy bread and milk.
You know, it's always a good idea to lock your doors when you're going somewhere.
Especially whenever you're going to just buy bread and milk, apparently, according to this story.
True.
That's true. That means every single time, as unimportant as it might seem, always, always lock your doors whenever you get out of your vehicle. As per usual, she left her purse in the car and just took her bank card so that she wouldn't lose everything if she were to be robbed, because all her important documents and driver's license were in her purse.
That's good thinking, Miss Hutchinson.
I know. When she returned to the car, she realized that she'd been a victim of remote jamming. Wow. I don't know what that is, but it sounds horrible.
It does. It sounds frightening.
I know. My purse with my ID book, driver's license, marriage certificate, and several cards was missing. I searched everywhere in the hope that the robbers would have thrown it away, but found nothing, she said. She spent hours queuing for a new marriage certificate and ID. On Sunday, August 20th, her phone rang. It's your lucky day, a man said. I found a lot of stuff with your name on it.
Man, what a good Samaritan.
I know. I know.
Caracuayo was on his way from Centurion to Pretoria when he pulled off the road just before the N14. An ID book and driver's license lying in the grass caught my eye. I realized that it had probably been thrown there after a robbery or smash and grab. I wanted to pick it up, but I was scared that the attackers might be lurking in the bushes.
I would have been scared too.
Me too. I got back into my car, but then realized the importance of those documents and quickly got out of my car to retrieve them, said Moses. The number on the vehicle registration certificate in the ID book didn't exist. I realized there were 11 digits instead of 10, so I tried various combinations until I found the victim.
That's pretty smart.
That is smart.
Yeah.
Despite being grateful, Hutchinson was a bit skeptical when she got the call. I was scared that it was a criminal and my husband wasn't at home. Moses said he understood and they could meet in a public place once her husband was back. Overwhelmed by his kindness, Hutchinson and her husband on Monday went to where Caracuayo works. On their way there, they drew some money to give to him. Meanwhile, Moses had sent them a photo of his car so that they could identify him.
That was smart.
It was smart. When I saw him, he had a sincere smile. He shook my hand and fetched my stuff from his car. I was so overwhelmed by his kindness that I hugged him. That's when I hit him with a taser and called the cops. After all, he's black, so I'm pretty sure he stole my stuff. Well, that wasn't nice of her to make assumptions.
Not at all. I'm disappointed in this woman.
Here he was trying to be a good citizen, and she did that to him.
I can't believe it. It's unbelievable.
It is. You know what? I can't do this.
I can't do it either. Not anymore. Screw this crap. That woman right there just made me mad.
She just pissed me off. She's an utter bitch. And I mean to tell you, she's the bitchiest bitch that ever bitched.
Really?
Really. And you know what? I'm sick of all these lame freaking jokes. How about a joke like this? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry who?
I'm sorry some of you listeners are a bunch of butthurt little bitches that couldn't freaking take a joke, so you quit listening to our show. So, fuck you.
That's right. You know what else?
What?
We should talk about stuff like the Christmas present that the little Latino kid down the block got last year. It was my bike.
Well, that's just racist.
It's not any more racist than yours.
Hey, I didn't tell a racist joke.
Oh, yeah? Or stuff like, you know, why people call fat Chinese folks chunks. I mean, where are the real news stories? Why is it whenever you take a woman's Wonder Bra off, the first thing that hits your mind is, I wonder where her tits went?
That's right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry who?
I'm sorry we didn't do this the whole fucking episode. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, glad I didn't make another stupid I'm sorry fucking joke.
Yeah, I'm glad it's the last one. I don't want to do anymore. That was pretty terrible.
It was. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
That's right. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, let's get the hell on out of here.
Bye-bye.
And was just waiting on someone to help him? Or what was going on? How you like that? Get it out of your system.
I'm trying. Oh, God.
Because you're making it worse on me.
I know. Yeah. Gee, that was swell of you.
Thank you. I like doing swell things like that every once in a while.
So is anything else?
God, that's so cheesy. We'll get to the real story in a future episode.
Okay. All right. Oh, there are going to be a lot of outtakes. Because, you know, I'm going over the things in my head that I'm so thankful for. I said that without laughing.
It was great. Wait a minute.
A bellyache by the end of this.
There was a lot of squealing, said Laura Nemeth, president of the school's PTA. That's Parent Teacher Association for all you peeps. For all you peeps that don't know what that is. God, edit that. I can't talk this morning. It's too early.
I'm still dying from there was a lot of squealing.
That's it. And then As the kids visited him in the night, they were equally excited. I'm gonna.
Sounds like a pedophile to me. It's the punchline after the
God. I'm gonna read that last sentence again. Okay. They said that they would all gladly do it again next year, as raising money for a good cause really warmed their hearts. Plus,
this is a good one.
Plus, it allowed them to live out.
Oh, God.
Let's try it again. Plus, it allowed them to live out all their homoerotic. Hated.
Oh man, my eyes are watering, dude.
What you just heard was a podcast in the Poop Culture Extended Universe. For more great podcasts, make your way to www.poopculture.com.